What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Is the Mic Still On with Ken, Mike, B, FIFO, Rod, and Sophie. I'm Jay Burritos, your producer, and I'm sure you noticed that it's not Wednesday, yet here we are hitting y'all with the double whammy again. The crew and I talked about Jordan Peele's new movie Get Out and how we felt about it. I know it's been out for a couple weeks already now, but just in case you haven't seen the movie yet, there will be some spoilers in this episode, so go see the movie. But if you already have or you just don't care, then sit back and get ready to laugh with us.
So everybody listening on the podcast.
Oh god.
Yeah. I'm the only one that ain't watched the movie.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't get a chance to see it?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it.
No.
But are you surprised? Man. Are you surprised, B?
But look, I had
there's no excuse, man, because we've been talking about this before.
So look.
My fiance, my newly fiance, she's been sick. And then I work a retail job. I get out mad late. I've been having to take care of her. So I really haven't had the opportunity to go see it. Now, I have a Fire Stick. So I saw the little movie title there. So I tried to watch it. There's just no streams right now. I guess it's too new. So I didn't have a proper opportunity to watch it. But from watching the trailers and everything, what it seemed like to me, right, was because all these black people look like they're acting weird as shit. Like, you know, look at them, boom, darting off. What the fuck is y'all niggas out here doing? So then you see the dad or the girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Talking about you've been chosen and shit. He's crying in the chair.
This is FIFO giving his intake of the trailer.
Yeah, I'm trying to see the movie. See, because I feel like I got it pinpointed, and when I have that, that's the reason why I say I don't want to go to the movies to go watch it.
Because
I feel
ahead,
like
continue.
I know what the hell the movie is. So it seemed like that these white people is transforming these black people. So like some of the white people are black people, and that's the reason why they're weird as shit.
Well, goddamn. How the fuck did you figure that out from the trailer? Because I didn't get that part.
Nah, he just been on Twitter too much.
You're right. He knew he didn't see that from the trailer.
He knew he wasn't gonna watch it. You like, fuck.
The trailer didn't tell you shit.
Hell no.
I'm gonna tell you how I got it from the trailer. Because the dad looked like he was about to do some crazy shit, right?
Well,
like,
someone pull up the Shaq face.
Go ahead.
So in the trailer, right, like the dad, he looks like a mad scientist with a whole bunch of shit.
Okay.
Black dude here, you know what I'm saying, tied the fuck down.
Yeah.
Why the hell other black people acting weird? Bro, you about to do something to this motherfucker.
Well, yeah,
right here.
I got that, but I thought from the trailer that they were just turning the black folks into, like, old-time slaves. Mm. I didn't think they were turning the white people into black people.
Mm.
I don't know how the fuck you figured that out.
Look, because if this is set in modern time, right, why the hell would they be acting weird?
Because they tricked them into being like old school slaves.
But I knew that this was like, okay, so like what I got from the trailer was like, it had to be a deeper meaning. It couldn't be surface level, right? So since black people typically, we control like what's popular and what's pop culture and all of that, it always seems like white people want to be us. You know what I'm saying? So that's...
Bruh, nah, you read something.
I've been at work and I've been to the crib taking care of Shelly.
I want a fucking teacup right now. Ding, ding, ding. somebody hypnotize this motherfucker to know the whole fucking story. And know some fucking like deep, like... Easter eggs behind
this.
Look, I watch a lot of movies, and that's why I say certain movies for me, like... I'll pay to go see them, but a lot of them I don't. Like,
because you figure them all out from the fucking chest. The deep nuances and details. Yeah. You just figured this shit out.
You just figured that shit out.
Well, look, there was nothing in that trailer that implied that they were turning white people into the black people. Yep. It made you think that they were hypnotizing the black folks to act like slaves.
At first, right, like I took it for face value. But then when I started thinking about it, I'm like, okay, they just can't do a fucking... movie of black people just killing a whole bunch of white people to get out of some just
who
normal type
hard
shit.
About
like,
trailers.
It had to be deeper than that.
Dude, I'm gonna show you the new Alien trailer. I want you to tell me what this
please tell me what the company
is about.
When
you see the trailer for that,
I swear to God, he got some Professor X fucking power.
All right, so okay.
All right, go ahead, Rod. Get him.
So, what'd y'all think about it?
No, I'm not going there yet. So,
You trying to eat?
Like, she good.
We got some new comedy.
Nah, she still got a fever.
So when did it happen?
What do you mean? The
fuck? When did she get sick?
She started feeling it like midweek.
Midweek. When did we say go see this movie?
Oh my god!
It was about midweek, man. I would give him the pass on that,
I don't give him no pass.
If my girl's at home sick, I'm not trying to go.
If she's sick, but we talked about this before then.
Let's check, he ain't see it. Let's move on.
Come on, man. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. If my girl's sick, I'm not gonna leave her at the house.
At that point, but we talked about this before then.
Maybe he was busy before then.
All right, cool. All right, y'all want to get this nigga pass? I'm gonna get this nigga pass.
Okay, I know, because I know, like, kid, we're not doing that. Look,
kid went out his way. I know I went out my way. Everybody went out their way.
I didn't go out my way.
I know you didn't, but I know people like Kid, myself. And it seemed like it was an inconvenience for Mike as well.
So it's like, dang, dog.
Like,
because my girl's cat of 16 years died yesterday, and she's on the couch, bawling a lot of shit, and I dragged her to the movies to go, like, she wanted to get her mind off of it because all she was doing was crying all day. So I was like, let's just go see this movie about.
About interracial dating.
At a black theater.
Here you go, baby. I know, it's gonna be fun.
Let's go, we're an interracial couple.
Let's go see this movie about interracial relationships.
I tried to go to the 10:35 showing, but that shit was sold out. Now, at 10 o'clock, no, 10:30, my son had tennis practice. I had to let them go do that because I'm like, nah, I got to go see this movie because we're supposed to be talking about it, you know, and I want to be part of the conversation.
Right.
That shit was sold out. The 11:30 showing was sold out. I went back home, sat around. Then the 12:20 was sold out. And then the 1:35 was sold out.
What movie theaters did you go to?
All of them were like this.
I had to go to another movie.
Not the one in Cobb.
In Cobb County?
It's mostly
AMC Parkway one?
That's one.
Yeah, that's one. I get my ticket early.
Hell yeah, seats reclined and shit. AMC stuff. Hell yeah, them shits reclined. I am too,
but I didn't know the shit was gonna sell out like that. It's the second weekend.
I had got my ticket for that Saturday, that Thursday.
So you saw it last weekend?
Yeah, I saw it last weekend.
I feel like I was missing out on the conversation all week long.
Yeah, I saw opening weekend.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
I saw that shit.
Look, I was posting about this shit back in like August or November.
You sent it to me.
I sent it to you, and then I posted it on Facebook. And I said, y'all can go back to my Facebook.
You're not on Facebook. I know, but Nate's don't end up telling me that you.
No, you sent it to me on Twitter.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah, you sent it to me on Twitter.
I was posting this shit everywhere.
Because I thought it was a joke.
Me
when
too.
When you sent it to me.
But I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know it was going to be like this kind of good.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to be like awfully bad. Like it's so bad that you're going to be laughing and be like, this is great.
No, I thought it was a fake trailer. I thought somebody made it up on the internet when you said it.
I was like, is this real?
Oh yeah, you did say that.
You did say that.
I forgot what movie I was watching when I saw the trailer for it. That's when I first saw it. I forgot what movie it was, but it was a trailer that before the movie came on. That's when I saw it.
I remember Mike posted either. It was only on Twitter or Facebook. He was like, I'm calling it right now. This shit is going to be fucking movie of the year.
That's what I said.
And
on
when
Facebook.
I saw the trailer, I called it right now. I was like, oh man, this shit's gonna be crazy.
Let's get into it like Sophie said.
Finally, God bless.
Right. We gotta get some lead up shit. Give the people something to be invested in.
Podcast only 40 minutes long.
Alright, so who's taking the floor, man?
Mike.
Okay, now this is the shit that did start getting on my nerves. Every single black person was hitting me like, yo, man, I gotta hear your thoughts, man. Why?
What? In the movie theater? I didn't hit you for that reason.
No, yes you did.
No, I didn't. But I wanted, because I knew you didn't see it. And I was like, okay, if Mike didn't see it, then I won't have to feel the pressure to go see it. When you were like, yeah, I'm going to go see it sometime either this morning. I was like, fuck, okay, I guess I'll figure out a way to go see it. That's why I was hitting you up about it.
My friends that I'm tight with, they were hitting me like, yo, did you see it yet? Because I've been, this is all I've been talking about for months.
Right, I know.
And I kept saying, I was like, y'all think it's a game. That movie's going to be amazing.
That's why I was letting you be. I was like, I'm not even going to bug Mike. Did he see it?
Man.
I was like.
And everyone was like, dude, this shit looks stupid. This is not going to be good. And I was like, all right, just wait. And it came out. Next thing I know, here y'all come. Oh, shit. It's amazing. Every fucking show is sold out. I can't go see the shit. I was the only motherfucker supporting
this
movie.
That was so hype.
I can't go see the shit.
That's crazy. That's
a good reason.
Gonna be good.
I finally saw it, man.
I was in that other category. That's the reason.
You just didn't. Yeah, you're just kind of oblivious to that kind of shit. Like,
in the other category, what? Of not thinking this movie was gonna be good.
But you're not a movie.
But
person
you weren't. You weren't.
Wait, you said that you thought it was gonna be good.
No,
I didn't think it was gonna be good either.
Nobody did. Like except me.
I thought it was gonna be somewhat interesting.
Yeah,
it was gonna be good.
I thought it was gonna be
fun. I was like Ken. I was like, this can't be real. Like when I first saw the trailer. But then I was like, man, this shit might be pretty good.
I thought it was going to be like one of those like, parody joints. Like, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
because it's from a...
of my life.
Shut up, Mike.
Hey, real talk, you think I'm playing?
Hey, I almost about to call you after I watched that. I'm about to say, are you okay?
But you can't.
Hey, I'm like, oh my god, they should have still Mike.
Are you still woke?
Huh?
Are you woke? Are you
woke? What do you mean?
Oh my god,
I am just fine.
Because all I was thinking about is like, because he's told similar stories, but not to this extent.
It was almost exact.
Story time.
Look, when I saw the trailer, the first thing I said, I was like, this is my life.
That's why everybody wanted to know. But that's what made it so funny because
I was like, this sounds almost exactly like what happened to me.
Tell us what happened.
I dated, I don't want to get too detailed with it, but dead ass, like, not all the killing, all that shit, but.
You went to her parents' house?
Yes. It was like the same conversations happened. Do they know I'm black?
right.
Oh my god.
Oh, they don't care. My parents aren't racist. Okay, cool.
You just didn't know.
And exactly. And all my friends. My friend Will, I've known him since high school. He was like, don't go out there. Cause they lived in Florida. They're like, don't go to their house. You ain't never met them before.
Everything happened in Florida.
Don't go out there. And I'm like, man, nah. It's like, this is somebody I've known for years. And she knows who I am. So, we're good. He's like, bro, don't go out there. I was like, ah, whatever.
Nah, nah.
It was like the same type of shit. Dad comes up. What up, man?
Give me a hug, brother. What's going on?
You know? Wanting to talk about certain things that I'm just like, this is weird. Why are we talking about this? You know, like, this doesn't even seem natural.
Exactly, then
it's like the racist things start breaking out and start coming out. And like,
How long did you stay there?
I was stuck there for like a whole weekend.
Wait, like two days and a night?
Like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Got there Friday, left Sunday. And I'm in one of the rooms.
Did you get there at night?
No, I think we got through the other day because it's a seven-hour drive.
That's probably spitting in your water and shit.
Probably pissing in my water.
Did you set the dinner table with the brother and stuff?
Huh?
Oh my god.
No, the brother was cool.
Oh, okay.
The brother was cool. It was everybody else.
Until.
I'm in the other room and I can hear them talking shit about me in the other room.
So what they were saying?
Well, it was mostly them talking about like my clothes. Like, why is he wearing those tight jeans? Is he on drugs? Is he gay? And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm in the room. I'm like, I can fucking hear you.
Why would I be gay and drive seven hours down?
With your punk ass daughter.
The fuck?
But the funny shit though is like my current girlfriend was like, wow, it even looks like her.
Wow.
Oh, like, because think about it. You saw, you met her.
Wait, your current girlfriend? No,
my current girlfriend's not like that. No, so here's another misperception. I've only had three serious white girlfriends. Everyone thinks I'm the white girl whisperer, which maybe I am.
I mean, but I three is enough. Two is enough.
Whatever. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later because those kinds of comments are ridiculous. So this only happened once with one girl.
Right.
Any other time, it's just been like normal. Right. This one time, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my current girlfriend was like, what the fuck? It's like, that looks like her? That's the same shit you told me that happened? And I was like, I'm telling you, this is my fucking life. The whole time I'm down there, I'm thinking, I'm gonna have to escape this house because something is gonna happen.
Oh my God.
Because the mom wouldn't even speak to me really. Mom was just like, I'm not really fucking with this dude.
So, okay, I have to ask a question. So, at any point, during the weekend, did you like go out and smoke or some shit?
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke.
Oh, true. Okay.
And I really couldn't even drink like that because if I drank, then I was probably gonna.
So
fuck
were
up
you
and say
with
something.
The your girlfriend majority of the time?
Yeah.
Like you didn't veer out and like go anywhere weird.
I didn't have a car. Like where was I gonna go?
And would you take that chance?
No, because it was just like the movie when we're driving in. I've said 100 times. I'm not comfortable if I don't see any black people. And when my band used to go on tour, they used to kind of think it was funny. They understood it. Mm-hmm. But when we would drive through certain parts of town, they would just be like, ah, here come Mike with his bullshit. I'm like, I'm not driving.
Right.
I'm getting in the back. One of you is going to have to drive because I don't like when I drive through somewhere and I see no black people. Mm-hmm. It's not me being racist. That's mm-hmm. that's silly. It's just I don't feel comfortable.
It's not even racist.
That's how it is in Kentucky.
That's how it is in a lot of places.
Most
a lot of places. Yeah. But especially it was just like when I drove in their neighborhood, I was like, no. I don't see any black people. No. None. So when we got there and they start acting funny, I'm like, oh, mm-mm. Shit. I was like, I have a feeling that something's not right. Mm. And I was 100% right. And it came out way later, but I was right.
Wow.
Now, I didn't get fucking abducted and have, you know, get tied to a chair and shit, but I put up with a whole lot of shit. Yeah, that's true. I might have got hit.
So was, wait, so oh, what, was your relationship rocky?
Yeah, hit the flash,
Z. Wait, hell
yeah. Let's do the test.
was your relationship rocky after you came back?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awkward.
Because it turned into a situation where I think she knew her parents weren't fucking with me because I was black. And then damn. It was like, okay, well, I'm going to start picking these fights because I have no other recourse.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really why we broke up.
Shit.
Mm. So, I mean, there's more details to it, but I'm just saying the movie, the movie was on fucking point. Like, the way they act, where they're just, like, I'll tell you, and this is the last part of this story, then we'll get to the movie. Mm. I'll tell you what caused the main problem, and I don't care about saying this, me and her are not even friends. I was wearing a Dead End Hip Hop shirt, because I sleep in mine. I was wearing a Dead End Hip Hop shirt. Same. We got up, went to breakfast, and I'm sitting at the table with the shirt on, and the mom says, oh, is that you on your shirt? And I was like, fuck. I was like, oh, I just fucked up. I just fucked up bad. And I was like, yeah, it's a thing that I do. And I was going to leave it at that. But then she's like, yeah, he does this hip hop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll do that.
And then after that, the mom went and looked the shit up,
oh,
called her and was like, man. Does he yell at you like that? Is he always that angry? Oh, and when she told me that shit, I was like, oh, that's what this is. Oh, okay, I get it.
Oh,
I get it. God. And I was like, you know, I'm not having this. I'm not dealing with this bullshit. Yeah. I'm out. Like, this is some fuck shit. So
I take up for my man.
She should have, but didn't. And that was where the shit
even if she did
ended. And that was what made the movie so deep. Was like at the end, it was like the chick will always side with the parents. Like y'all don't be fooled. Right. Like when they're telling you, oh well, no, I'm with you and right. I got your back.
Right.
That's what she
a
said.
A lot of times that won't happen.
Right.
And then at the very end, they're like, oh, "Where's God. The keys? Where's the keys?" And she's like,
"Where
the fucking
keys?
You know, I can't give you these keys. You know, I can't give you these keys."
He knew the motherfucker. He knew she had. She
I was
had
triggered.
Yeah.
That triggered the fuck out of me.
Because he's like, "Ruh, you can't find the keys, right, huh?"
It's like, wait, okay. So at what point did y'all not trust her, like start not to trust her
from the very beginning?
Okay. No, because I feel like everyone has different points. For me, it was when, like, it was kind of sketchy. Like, I know some people on Twitter were saying, like, I didn't trust her as soon as they got pulled over and she was talking to the cop like that, because it seemed like she,
oh, they can do that though.
Yeah, they can.
No, I know that, and I was like, why would that be weird? But they were saying that it seemed as if they didn't want the cop to have any interference with her getting to the destination. So that's why she was talking to them like that. I was like, nah, that's not where it did it for me. For me, it was when, like, after he went to smoke and came back in and the mom hypnotized him. And the next morning, he was like, you know, I think your mom hypnotized me last night. And she was like, oh, really? I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, that's not something casual. You know what I'm saying? That's not no casual shit. Mm. It was kind of her being like, oh, shit, did it work? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I took it as like, nah, you gotta get the fuck out.
I didn't catch that part.
You know all what? Microaggression, it was just like everything that he was trying to tell her that he thought was weird or wrong, she would just be dismissive about. And I just was not fucking with it.
That's how it is.
It's just dismissive.
It's like
when that really wasn't racist. I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yes.
But anyways, dinner's
like
in 5 minutes.
Saying that's the exactly racist how shit down. That you don't know you don't is know really racist, racist shit, yeah. Like the Obama shit.
Right.
You know.
When she said that at the beginning, I was like, oh yeah. But see, no, I would have been okay.
X off.
Because old white men, they might do that, but it's not. I don't think it's a matter of they are genuinely racist. They're trying to find some kind
common
of connecting
ground.
Right. Yeah.
So that wouldn't have offended me. I would have thought it was funny, and I would have came back and told y'all.
Right.
I would have called Will and be like, yeah, man, here it comes. He over here telling me about how much he loves Obama. Man, I told you not to go up there. And that wouldn't have offended me.
Yeah.
But
And I don't think he was offended.
I don't think he was.
Yeah. Majority of the movie, he wasn't offended. He would be like, that's fucking weird.
Which is really weird because it's kind of interesting, right? Because he had to tolerate or make do with a lot of stuff that was going on there that his girlfriend wasn't aware. Like, she doesn't know what it's like to grow up and live in America as a black man. So even though she was part of the whole thing, but it was just interesting watching him be like, nah, it's okay, it's cool, we all right, nah, we're fine, here's my license, you know. It's just a regular day for him,
right?
And you know, for her it's like, nah, you don't have to do that, fuck that. Like, they operate from just such a different level. But it's like, it was so
privilege.
Yeah, it's just so weird watching like him have to tolerate that and just deal with that,
because it's normal for him.
Yeah. And it was just like the feeling on him, you know, and
touching his muscles and shit and telling him, oh, yeah, your genetic makeup is so, like, what the fuck.
See, now that's
that?
The shit where the conversation would have ended. Now, nothing I dealt with ever got that deep. Now, if they said some shit like that.
Who said that?
Like,
the parents or the
her brother. But he's like, do you like UFC? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, with your genetic makeup and your build, I think you could be a beast.
But that, and that's just.
And then he said beast.
Yeah, wow.
Like, just all those little things that are said that we hear, and it doesn't. Like, to them, it's not fucked up, but for us and our history in America, it's like.
But see, that's where I was still on the girlfriend's side, because she did think it was fucked up. And she was telling him, she was like, will you fucking stop? She's like, stop. And he just kept doing it. That's why I was like, okay.
But she became more and more disconnected with the racist shit as the shit went on.
I think she was just used to it. I didn't think she was on their side. I was holding faith until they found that box.
I wasn't holding faith.
When they found that box, the second they took out a picture, I was like, there's going to be a picture with a black dude in there. Guaranteed. And then here it comes. I was like, I knew it. God damn. All right.
I can't remember when.
What? Y'all been waiting. What? You been waiting? All right, man. Damn, man. Y'all gonna make me be this dude.
Do it. Well.
So, all right. So, I'm kind of alone, because he saw the trailer.
Right.
I'm like Ralph. When I saw the trailer, I knew what this movie was.
Okay.
It's like, so watching it, I wasn't like you guys. I didn't get that much enjoyment out of it, because I felt like I knew what was gonna happen every moment. I just felt, I knew what was gonna happen. And so I didn't get that much enjoyment out of this movie. It was good. I'm glad he did it and is getting the buzz and all that. But it's frustrating seeing me see all these people coming up with all these theories and all. I think that's
there.
The part.
Yeah,
I know they're there. But it's like, it was obvious to me, though.
Stuff
it was like
that happened for real.
There's a lot of obvious stuff that happened, but to see, like, I don't think we've ever seen
that
a
being
movie
in theaters is crazy.
Like this.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah.
Where you take a black
allowed
man and show
and
like
you're
his.
Right. And that's what I appreciate, and that's what I like about it. That's
and
why
he lives.
If that was original, but for me, it just, I didn't have the same experience as you guys. I'm sitting up there like, okay, yep.
Man, you a funny duddy, man.
I can't help it.
See, funny duddy, man. I feel you, because when I went and saw Sixth Sense, the same thing happened to me. I knew he was dead halfway through.
Yeah,
so the rest of it, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, so but the difference with me is that I still liked it. You know what I'm saying? For what it was. And
you just weren't that hype.
I wasn't that hype. I was just
like, I was hyped that whole motherfucking movie.
And like when people were cheering and stuff, because you know when people cheering. Yeah. Like, I was just like. I was just like,
I feel bad for you, then.
I know. I wish I could have had the same experience y'all did, but it was too obvious to me, man. I was just like, damn, this is like when the whole key, like, okay, we know she's gonna say, oh,
I got the key.
Of course, by that point,
yeah, but I mean, you're not gonna tell me.
Because at that point, we already knew that.
Like, once we saw the niggas in the box,
right.
We knew she had the motherfucking keys and she was involved.
So before that, and especially when she was standing right there,
yeah,
like,
that's not a big
looking
surprise.
At him, looking at the fucking pictures and trying to.
You know, she got more enjoyment out of. You know what?
But she was standing right there when he came out.
I don't think she knew those pictures were in there. I think the maid opened that
in her room.
Hold on, I think the maid had that box in there, because I think halfway through the movie, remember when the maid, she starts acting funny. She starts reverting back to her black
side. Oh, so she was trying to give him
I think she was trying to help him.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That's crazy as fuck. I don't trust her for shit.
After he flashed.
I think she was coming back.
I got enjoyment out of, not the Keith when the actual said, oh, It's his reaction. I was like, that's such perfect. A way a nigga would act.
Yes.
Like, this some bullshit. Goddamn. This some bullshit.
And that's what I love. Like, a lot of it was like a real, felt like an authentic reaction of a black person.
That's what I love.
Even, even in the very beginning when the dude's walking.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what, I'm going to go this
just
way.
At the table, like it was so real. It was so real. They captured that perfectly.
Yeah.
Because that's the enjoyment I got out of it.
When they catch you, it's like you're not ready for those kind of comments. I think kind of always in the back of our head think that they might say that kind of shit. But when they do, you're never ready.
I saw and you don't want to overreact to what they're saying because then you play into a thought or a stereotype that they already have. So you have to kind of sit there and just be like, oh, you know.
I thought it was a good I thought it was cool, man. I think the best article I saw on it, and it wasn't even just the article itself. It was like the headline. They called it benevolent racism.
Yep.
And I love that because that's exactly what it is. It's that shit that white people do that they don't realize it's actually racism.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one's never told that story. So I love the fact that he told that story and not just like nigger, right?
Right.
It's like, oh man, your genetic makeup or your, you know what I'm saying? You could jump high, huh? You know what I'm saying? It's that type of shit. It's like they're not trying to talk bad about you. They're talking about you because you black.
Swing your hips a little bit.
They're beating you up for certain things. But
that's still racism. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because nigga was never said throughout the whole movie.
Exactly.
It was never,
I love
ever,
that. I love the fact that he's
I thought the TSA guy said it.
Well, the TSA guy, no, the white people.
Oh, you said nigger. I'm sorry.
Not nigga. Like, the lady wanted hard on to be black because, the whole cool. stereotype. Not even the cool, but the stereotype of like, yo, is it really true? Is it really bad? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's still racism. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So I love that he was able to tell that story.
Like, I think that's part of the enjoyment that I got out of it, right?
Yeah.
Was just seeing, like, all of that play out on screen. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't ever been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... You know, you kind of wonder.
Oh, fuck no, pink toes.
Yeah, but you kind of, but you know, you've kind of always like, but you still have been in situations, right?
Yeah.
Where people will say something to you and be like, dang, that's kind of fucked up.
But, at work.
You know, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely at work that we had.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, but I think for me, man, that really turned me against her was like, she's just too fucking perfect. And there's a stereotype about white women that's kind of how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very accommodating, very pleasing. They'll do whatever to make their man happy.
Mike, like, hell no.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I've heard that with Asian women.
No, white women.
Yeah, dog.
All white women do everything.
You mean like that whole
submissive
shit?
Do everything sexually, maybe, but I've never
heard that. Wait. Can you mean like the whole like being submissive and overly whatever?
Yeah,
blah,
I've
blah,
never
blah.
Heard that. Yeah. I've only heard that with Asian women.
Nah, really?
What?
And that's why, and that's like, man, yeah, man, get you a white woman, man. You get your white woman. But that's
your sandwich.
Yeah, that's
shit, that's being submissive, making me a fucking sandwich. Okay, well maybe they are submissive.
I'm just
that's
but,
weird.
Yeah, but she was just
how many sandwiches you made? So how many sandwiches have you made?
Fucking none.
I was wrong. Okay. Never mind.
Fucking none.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I know Nana made you sandwiches. Come on, man.
That's my wife, man.
But before that, she never made you a sandwich?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think you got that sandwich, son?
I don't know, dog. Somebody has to ask for it. Like, it's not something that she's going to do in her old merit. Like, he look like he hungry. Let me make him a sandwich. Yo.
Nah,
no, dog. All right. Yeah, no, dog.
I hope. I, what else you got?
A lot of time.
Right.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, but she was very, very nice, very, very kind of corny. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, that was hot, right? Yeah, I'm gonna look up for my man. Man, shut the fuck up. Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
When they were driving there.
I caught it from the jump, man.
And he
Go
was
ahead.
Talking to and he was talking to his friend. And he wanted to talk to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, and then she was just like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I secretly want you or whatever.
Yeah, what kind of fucking bullshit
that
is that?
That was weird as fuck. And then after they hung up, she was like, you're jealous, aren't you? Like, that whole shit was fucking weird. The conversation that they had at dinner was fucking weird, where the brother was talking about fucking at the party and, like, mm-hmm. their parents were gone and everyone was just fucking laughing at it. I was just like... That's some weird shit. I could fucking never.
Well, yeah, man, that's why, like, a lot of times.
I don't know. So, and then Like, fucking, they fucking sleeping in the same motherfucking room.
My parents would not have that fucking shit.
I was like, that shit ain't right.
That shit ain't right.
Something up with this shit. Something up with her. Something up with all the damn families. I don't know if it's some white people shit or whatever.
It is.
That shit ain't fucking
white.
It
is.
Huh?
My brother. What'd you say?
I said, we stay in the same room at their house. I'm telling you, this movie was me.
I can't
this
deal.
Movie was
you are
me.
Not sleeping.
No, nah. That's what
if
I said, too.
If you're not married?
I didn't expect to.
Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
I didn't expect you either. I was like, okay, well, where's my, oh, we're staying.
Because
really?
What happens when you go there? Here's your room over
yep.
here.
Hell
here's
yeah.
Room.
Here's and here's
yeah.
a room.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that shit ain't right.
Any
even up until
did,
recently, that was
that
depicted
way.
On black television. Like on an episode, I think 2 weeks ago of Being Mary Jane, she brought home like a serious boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, he just going to stay in my room. And she was like,
no,
he not. He going to stay on the couch right here.
Being Mary Jane, so, is that a black show or a white show?
It's a black show. Black show. Gabrielle mm-hmm. Union, that whole yeah. thing. So.
Yeah, that shit, man. Like, and then you know what I like? What I thought was funny was when he was like, "Yeah, man, we got to get out of here. I gotta go. I gotta go now." She was like, "Without me?" He was like, "Yep." He was like, "Yep, mm-hmm. without you." And then his ass so pussy whooped. He was like,
"Broke down.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna leave you, baby.
I'm gonna leave you.
Fuck
that.
Out of here."
Because it was only 4 months. That was the only thing that got me. It was 4 months. Y'all mm-hmm. only been dating for 4 months.
Right.
First of all, you ain't saying I love you in 4 months. And mm-hmm. in 4 months, I'm leaving you. We're not really boyfriend and girlfriend in 4 months. We're just still kicking it. So I'm going to stay and potentially die over you?
That's dead.
Absolutely not.
Your mom just hypnotized
Uber
me.
Uber will come get me. I'm out.
Right, nah, your mom hypnotized me and took me to the
Uber. You ain't getting me sucking the
Uber.
I'm out of here.
You couldn't even trust Uber in that area because what if that's one of the people who trying to catch your ass?
That's true.
And then his fucking problem was when his ass went outside to smoke and this motherfucker came
bro,
running at his
fuck?
Ass.
That was the best part of the movie.
I was he should have got his
sense.
Ass out
hey,
then.
At the end, it makes sense, but yeah, when you first...
Because he was still trying to be Jesse Owens.
He was still back. Yeah. He couldn't get on that. Oh,
yeah.
He just caught that mic.
Hey.
He just caught that mic. Oh, I forgot about the Jesse
yeah,
Owens part.
Because remember his dad was like...
Yeah, yeah, I get it now. Yeah, but I know I didn't connect
because he couldn't get over. He was still...
I'm still laughing.
I didn't connect that part. Because he said later on, I was getting exercise. Okay.
Yeah. Why did he turn to the side like that, though?
Why did he what?
Why did he turn to the side like that?
That was where the fucking racetrack curve.
Yeah, racetrack curve. When you running.
That motherfucker was running, though, wasn't he? That motherfucker was running.
He was looking straight at him.
Granddad wanted to get that.
He was like this. He didn't say, excuse me.
Man, they can't see that on the podcast. Oh, man.
That shit was. I was hollering when that shit happened.
Yeah, the only thing that's fucked up is that he didn't take off running because I kept waiting for him to take off running.
I was waiting. You know what we do when somebody else is running.
We run for no reason.
I mean, he's running right at you.
I'm running too. I'm running behind you. Where are we going?
I'm
with you. What happened? Bro, what happened? Right? What happened? We asked you. I'm running.
My question is though. My question is, why the fuck would you go outside to smoke a cigarette? I would have hotboxed the fucking bathroom before
nah,
I went.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
They didn't like cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't
because
know why.
Because it ruins the body.
You can't do that. Yeah.
You better not smoke at all.
There was many times when shit would happen, you just have to go take a walk. Like, that's the only thing that will keep you from losing your cool. Because you're stuck there.
Did you take a lot of walks?
I took a lot of walks.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, I had kangaroo legs by the end of that fucking trip.
Damn.
Okay, so one thing I didn't understand or I didn't see the connection was the whole deer situation.
It was with his mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I took that.
Being dead and left behind. And
yeah,
all that.
That's why he had to go
back. So that's why he had to go back. And, okay.
Yeah.
No, and then the disrespectful way that the mom was trying to get him to talk about the death of his mom. Like, remember when he first got there and they asked about it and she was like, we don't have to talk about that. But then later that night she was like, so.
She wanted that was part of the hypnotizing.
No, I know that was part of the hypnotizing, but that shit was crazy to me. Cause the look on his face was like, bitch, why are you asking me this?
Fucking ass down.
Yeah.
Like he was just like, bitch, why are you fucking asking me this?
This shit is hindsight 2020. When you're in,
when you're in it, you're just trying to be polite.
Yes. When you're in that's not even a black-white thing. That's
right.
A black
no,
thing.
It's not.
You're not going to tell me if your girlfriend's parents are in the room and you come walking by that you're not going to go in there and sit down and have a conversation.
What time was it in the morning?
It don't matter.
Yeah,
yes,
dead
it does
ass.
Matter
no,
for me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, at 2
no, it does matter. I'm not, I'm not sitting fucking down with you at 2-something in
so,
the morning.
So when your girl's mom that you're trying to be with, right. she's in the room and she says, oh, no, come have a seat and talk.
I've had late night.
You're going to be like, nope, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not going to
go sit
with you.
No, I'm going to be like, let me go make a sandwich, turn on all the motherfucking lights.
See, I'm thinking about this from a movie perspective. You got to put yourself in the room.
And I have.
And that's why you're so perfect.
Right.
Nah, not
you're
me.
Not gonna be thinking this a motherfucker downstairs chopping up niggas. Like you're not gonna think that.
Right.
No,
right.
I'm not gonna think that in
real life.
That's nah, man. I'm, I just first of all, I'm at, so that you're just fucking weird for me,
you
man.
Like I'm straight. I'm
like at 1 something in the morning,
cordial,
man.
You're just gonna be
it's
cordial.
1 something in the fucking morning. Who the fuck is talking that fucking late?
Cannon don't matter.
Why she even up?
You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that because it's a movie.
Thank you. I agree.
Cannon's not a people person, but
no, I'm not buying that. I don't like people neither. But if I'm trying to get with your daughter,
exactly.
I'm already with the daughter
for 4 months. I'm trying to keep you.
She ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Wait, Mike. So you would have went in there and sat down in a conversation with the mom at 2 in the morning? You wouldn't have posted up against like the door and kind of just stood there.
Well, what
like,
difference does that make? Either way, I'm talking to her exactly. at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, fuck that. When you're sitting there, you're like not able to fucking weird, go anywhere. Man. Like,
yeah,
least,
Rod is 100% right. Y'all are in movie mode. And y'all are
nah,
right now.
I really nah. no. I'm not
that
sitting
makes,
down
that makes
and
no
looking
sense.
At you.
So you're gonna say no? I'm leaving. Mom,
if
have
this
a good
was
night.
In the middle, no, if this was in the middle of the day. Or sometime like that, yeah. But I think it's really odd at night at 1 something, 2 something in the fucking morning. Hey, sit down and have a fucking talk with me.
But today there's a situation where she's in the kitchen, right, and she's fixing some coffee or something, and you just so happen to can't sleep, and you come in the kitchen. You're gonna naturally have that conversation.
Right. That shit happens.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're like, oh, her mom's
that's gonna go back to that. If it was a natural conversation, yes. But he's walking in, she'd be like, yeah, you shouldn't be smoking. Oh, have a sit.
That
with
didn't happen until he sat down.
Right.
I thought
no,
she said no. She said
no,
something about smoking
that,
when he first came in.
She's like, come have a seat.
She said, come have. Right. She
it was
come
real
have a seat.
Cordial. It wasn't.
Say, I'm gonna talk to you about smoking. It wasn't like that.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. What movie did y'all see?
The same
she
one.
She wasn't attacking him and saying, sit down, so I can attack you some more.
That's what made the movie good because it put it in like a real life situation.
Right. It was natural.
Yeah, exactly. It was natural. It wasn't like. It wasn't out of the ordinary. Yeah. It's like if you're walking, you came from outside smoking, some nigga just came running at you crazy
right.
or whatever. But then you come in the house and you like, yeah, what? So, oh, yeah, you want me to sit down?
Okay. Yeah, let's
it's
talk,
a
let's
natural
talk.
Thing. It's right. not like a, you know what I mean?
So, some guy like, came running at you outside, thinking, you just go to bed.
Right.
First of all, if a motherfucker started running to me,
I would like to think you're going to tell somebody about that.
Yeah. About somebody running.
Yeah.
Running towards you. I'm not telling her ass.
Why not?
No. I'm going to tell her. I'm like, yo, that nigga outside just came running to me. That shit ain't right. I saw the motherfucking maid upstairs talking to motherfucking self in the fucking mirror. There's something wrong with these motherfucking black folks. We need to get the fuck out right now.
Get
this
out,
shit
get
ain't
out.
Normal. And your mom want me to sit down and have fucking tea with her. I don't even like fucking tea. We need to go. Let's get out. Give me the motherfucking keys. Oh, you can't find the keys? All right,
Uber.
I'm fucking running. No, I'm not. He should have left that fucking morning. That shit ain't natural for a motherfucker to be running at your head. You top speed.
That nigga said, and y'all want to sit down and have a conversation? And look,
you know this motherfucker out here running laps?
Right.
He didn't even say that shit.
He didn't get a chance.
He didn't get a chance. But that's my point. You're going to go and tell somebody. You're going to tell your girl.
I would have woke her ass up and
dead
we got
ass.
To get the fuck out.
I would have
woke up after her mama.
You
was done with her mama.
You wouldn't be that extreme, kid. Like, it's not.
What?
You're not going to be that extreme.
How you gonna tell us?
Right. A motherfucker come running at you
in the middle of the night.
You can't even see this motherfucker.
And he's supposed to be sleeping.
And you mean to tell me your ass is going to be...
You have the luxury of being in a comfortable movie chair seeing this happen.
Exactly.
In real life, you know like whenever you see a movie and there's a dog that's chasing the protagonist, they're like, ugh!
Right.
And they start running and you're like, yeah, I would run too. But what really happens when a dog runs at you? You fucking freeze. You're like,
no, you don't.
Get the fuck out of here, Sophie.
What the fuck?
Have you ever had a dog chase you when you're an adult? Ever.
No.
Okay, why are you talking?
But that's not something that I would do.
Who here besides me has had a dog, and what did you do? Be honest. Thank you, Jay.
Why?
Because the last thing you want to do is run from a motherfucking dog. Now, this happened to me, right? We bought a fucking bike. It was a group of us. We were walking to the store. And this motherfucking dog, white people dog, came running.
Oh, here, full Kim on.
Came running from the motherfucking goddamn porch. And it is a bunch of us. So it's just like four or five of us just walking to the store. And this motherfucking Kevin was on a fucking bike. And the motherfucking dog ran up to the edge of the fucking driveway. And we were like, Kevin, don't, and they, you know, What did the owner say? Don't run. Mm-hmm. It's fine. He's fine.
Nah, bro.
I said, Kevin, shit. Don't motherfucking take off on that bike, man. Yeah. Let's be cool. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker took off on the goddamn bike. That motherfucking dog came running after us. Yep. My ass took the fuck off. And I was running. So I had asthma kind of growing up as a kid. So I'm running, trying to get away from the dog. I'm looking. You never supposed to look. I look back, this motherfucker catching me. Finally, it got to the point where I was like, I was like, he got me. I was just like, fuck it. I just stopped. Let's just go. And the motherfucker and just ran past me. So that's
like
why
the movie.
So that's why they say don't fucking run. Yeah. He was chasing me because I was running. As soon as I stopped, he went after the other motherfucker on the bike and running. other people that were still running. Yep. So that's why they say don't run.
But even if they didn't say that, everyone likes to think what you would do in that situation. This shit happened to me like 2 weeks ago when I was walking in my neighborhood. This dog came to the front door, the little glass thing, whatever.
Was it a big dog?
And he hit the fucking door open and started barking and ran towards me. Now, all I could think of was this dog's about to kill me, so I just stopped and dropped my fucking grocery bag and just stood there. I didn't even see the fact there's a fucking fence.
The dog couldn't get to me.
Yes.
Right.
That's what happens.
You just freeze. You don't think, if I don't run, this dog will kill me, I'm going to run. That doesn't happen.
Wait, you have to compute. How big was the dog?
It was big as fuck.
Okay, well,
I don't care if that dog was small.
Really?
It's still going to hurt.
You wouldn't just kick the shit?
This is not talking. Yeah, I'm not talking about like a Paris Hilton dog. I'm talking about like a real dog, like, but it's still small.
Yeah. That happened to me, small man. I was coming out of my house, and I was just going to the truck on the opposite side of the street, and I walked out, didn't even see these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers was probably as big as this goddamn table, big ass fucking heads. So I walk out, and they just in the front yard, and I walk out, and you know, I'm getting ready to step off the porch, and here they come. And I was like, whoa, shit. So you kind of hesitate. But I'm like, you know what? I'm a dog lover. I'm cool. I ain't going to show no fear. This and that. So I'm like, all right, cool. Hey, what's up? So I started to walk, and then I'm like, boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh, shit. So I did a quick 360.
Back in the house.
I did an about face and walked back in the house, but slow as fuck to get in the house because I didn't want them up on the catch. Because I think when I walked to the other dog, the male, so I think it was a male and a female, and the male was over here and the female was right here. So as soon as I kind of walked, I thought he saw me walking to the females, probably just came up. But I was like, fuck that. And I turned and went my back ass in the house. But in that moment, I'm thinking I could do two things. Mm-hmm. I could probably make it to the truck and jump on the hood, or I could probably get back in the house. But if I don't get in the house, these motherfuckers got me in this fucking corner, especially if I don't get this door open in time. Mm-hmm. Or I have two trees, so I can get to the tree. So the dog's on this side of the tree and then the other one. You have to make a quick decision, but you do pause and think about what's the best decision.
Just like dude did in the movie. We gotta stop. This shit, fuck, I'm telling you,
everything in that movie was so realistic. Waking her ass up and telling her we gotta go.
I feel
go.
You. I would too.
And
I
I'm not sitting down talking to the mom after I seen some crazy shit like that outside.
I'm gonna tell the mom, like, yo, somebody's outside acting crazy. I feel like we need to go. Like, what the fuck's going on? Do you know why he's running?
Right.
And if she didn't have a valid excuse,
bye.
I'm gonna have to go upstairs and be like, yo, babe, we're leaving. There's a running black man outside. He said not a word.
Nothing.
Earlier he was chopping wood and being real weird. Now he's just running.
Running, yeah.
Now at first I would think he was running from something. So like I said, I would probably just run with him. But
I need to chop
because
wood
at that point, like, why
hard.
Wouldn't you talk to him, mom? Because he had
not like, sorry about disturbing
you.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You know, my fucking
her mother hasn't did anything to you at this point. So why would you just like, oh, I'm not talking to her.
I'll tell you right. why. First of all, I'm already uncomfortable being in that situation.
It's 2 fucking a.m., my nigga.
And it's, yeah, it's in the fucking morning. That shit is fucking weird.
That's the best time to talk to a girlfriend's parents. Because their inhibitions are down.
Mike, what if you flip the situation and it's me, right? So I have a white boyfriend, right? And his dad is sitting down with a cup of tea at 2 a.m. and asked me to come talk to him in the room. I'm not fucking doing that shit.
So what are you going
to
say?
So you're walking through.
That's fucking weird.
What if you're walking through a hallway and he's like, hey,
what are you going to say? What do you say?
I would probably prop myself up underneath the little whatchamacallit of the door, the little threshold, and I would, you know, just be like, you know,
and if he says, you look weird, why don't you just come sit? Why are you acting funny? Just come sit. We're just talking. Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm like,
then you just
say,
nope, I'm not gonna sit. Nope, it's weird.
And then what do you
say? Why I gotta talk like that? Why I gotta talk like that?
Because you're nervous and uncomfortable.
Nah,
you can talk all nah now, but when you're in the looking at his white dad.
You know, like there's like a transition where when you're nervous or something like that, you can talk your way out of like you know that, damn, I need to get to the room. I need to kind of, you know, talk to him a little bit, but the end goal is in mind. Like, I'm going to the room. I'm not trying to talk to you right now. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And his end goal is to get your ass to sit down so we can have a conversation.
Oh, wow. Well. So, he's just going to have to have that end goal in the morning. I'm not sitting down to talk to a nigga's father.
Sorry, I'm just not
at 2 a.m. It's not happening.
You know what I would do? If this was my parents and my dad was like, yeah, your girl came in from outside smoking or whatever, and I tried to get her to sit down and have a conversation with me, and she was just like, no. I would go talk to her and be like, yo, what's up with why my dad want to talk to you? If she was like, well, that's weird, I'd be like, okay, well.
You wouldn't understand a girl not wanting to talk to your father at 2 a.m. in the morning?
No, I would say that's stupid. Because your ass was already up. What the fuck were you doing? You were
outside smoking. I'm on my way to go to bed.
If he came over to your room at 2 o'clock in the morning, Sophie, wake up. Let's talk.
That's
weird.
Story. Yeah.
You were outside.
You're already up.
So, no, that's not weird. No. He wants to talk. If he's up and you're up, the conversation would just naturally
happen. Not if I'm on my way to bed, though.
You weren't on your way to bed. You were outside smoking.
He came outside from smoking to go back upstairs to get in the bed.
Right, because he couldn't go to sleep.
Mike, I've had those experiences before where, like, were you up and somebody of the opposite sex is up and it's late as fuck as a girl?
That
I don't give a fuck.
That is different. That is not your boyfriend's dad. Exactly. If that was your boyfriend's best friend, that's weird. I'm out.
I'm sorry.
Now that I'm with you.
I'm
now.
Not talking to nobody regardless at 2 a.m. if I don't fucking if you're trying to continue
this relationship, like you gotta know the parents on a different level because the relationship that your partner has with their parent is different than the relationship that you should have with that parent.
Exactly.
It's gonna be more on an adult level than what your partner has with their parent because you're still kind of a kid no matter how grown you are. Like, you should have that relationship with your partner's parents.
Respect.
And that's part. That's,
and that those deep conversations,
they happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you know what? You drinking tea. You want some wine?
You want
a mimosa?
Right.
Damn, you know, this is going deep. Like, I didn't even know this about him.
Thank you
for letting me know. Now I know why he act like
thank
this.
Thank you.
Preach, Ralph.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. So now you can get a deeper understanding of your partner because now you're talking to the parent.
That's
why
I
had those conversations. So well because
not
it's real.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I never knew him as that type of movie maker.
I didn't either.
So now I'm like, wow, this dude is
some
motherfucking
wine at 2 a.m.
some
motherfucking tea. I know.
I'm not tripping.
No, it's not movie mode. Like, when I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, you need to take your ass to bed. Like, that shit is fucking weird.
I would be on some, I'm sorry you caught me up. I'm going to go to bed type
like,
shit.
Like, I'm tired, man. And I don't even like talk, like, especially if I just meet somebody and I'm at their, the whole situation for me is going to be fucking uncomfortable.
But maybe it's a cultural thing, too.
I don't care, dog.
Maybe it's a cultural thing, too.
That's like her coming to your house.
Let's flip it. That's like her coming to your house and like, this is like, I don't want to talk to your mama. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's your mama. This is the mama
that
you know.
But
listen. No, listen. This is the mama that you know, the mama that raised you, that you think that has, it's nothing wrong with her.
Right.
But your girlfriend is assuming that something is wrong with your mom and she feels uncomfortable to talk to her. Your mother, dog.
Right.
Like, come on.
Or your dad.
Your dad.
You know your pops.
Pops
ain't trying to fuck. He's trying to find out who the fuck his son is messing with.
Nah,
that's where she was kind of going.
Fuck out of here.
But for me, though, like, see, like, but I'm standoffish like that anyway. So are you guys really surprised that at 2-something in the morning, some parent I just met would want to talk? You guys really think that I would sit and talk to them?
I'm not saying that you would be comfortable.
No, I don't care if it's a parent. I've been in these situations before where I've met parents. I don't engage like that. They you guys know this. Like, when the parents themselves think, yeah, he's you know, like, he don't really talk. You know what
my
I'm saying?
My girl's parents this, are the they same say thing, this shit but you about have to try. While. You have and to then, try.
But see, that's the thing. I don't. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, I would go to
that's
bed.
Why I'm glad you're, that's why I'm glad you're married.
Right.
That's I'm glad you're married, and that part is done. Because yeah. I'm assuming your girl's parents, well, not your girl, your wife's parents, they know this about you.
Every parent,
and they're used to it.
Every parent that meets me in the beginning know this about me. And
how?
Over time,
do they know this about you in the
and
beginning?
And over time, they were like, you know what? You know, he was a little, you know, standoffish at first, but, you know, he's actually kind of cool once you get to know him. But I'm not trying to get to know you at 2-something in the morning.
Nah, bro.
That's the thing.
That's all we say.
Bro, you in their house going outside right. their door at 2 o'clock, and right. they ain't got no, they don't have no business to talk to you.
Right.
You're going out, you're unlocking right, their
right,
door.
Right, right, I'm right. telling okay. you, I don't want to talk to you. Right. I ain't got fucking time for that.
For me,
you
right?
don't talk to me. So why you just went out my door at 2 o'clock in the morning?
You know what? And then if that's the point, if they got an issue with me not talking, send my ass the fuck home. But you
I
know
sure
what?
Would.
I'll be cool with that because a motherfucker just came running at me so, at top speed.
Take that out. A dog came running at you. All right, let's put this in more realistic.
Right. So Kendall came home with his fiance.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, you going through things. You know, you got things on your mind, things you want to accomplish, stuff like that. Man, look, people get up at 2-something in the morning because they can't sleep. You downstairs getting you a cup of coffee, right? Mm-hmm. And she's up because she can't sleep. You mm-hmm. just going to be over here. Not even going to say nothing. You're not even going to say nothing.
Wait, wait, wait.
But I'm not
going to
stop
a full
conversation.
Ken.
Okay, but Ken, if you speak.
I'm like, hey,
hold on. We're an entire premeditated conversation.
Huh?
Who's going to stop you for an entire premeditated conversation? I understand like a high hello or. It was
if
premeditated.
So
well, in the fucking movie. We're talking
movie.
About real life.
I'm outside
life.
Of the movie. In yeah. real life, yeah. I'm not trying to have conversations like that. I don't like talking to people like that. I don't understand. Like,
so
what, we all know this about
But Ken, let me finish setting it up. You say, hey, whatever, and she starts being talkative. You just not going to talk? You're just going to be super rude.
You're just going to keep drinking this coffee.
Exactly. I don't know what the fuck you saying.
You can,
I don't want
to talk
to you
because
I'm standoffish.
You can talk but be minimal
office.
About it. Huh? You can talk but be minimal about it. But be like, you know.
It was minimal.
But
it
I'm talking about if you didn't go into a
seat.
He starts talking.
A seat.
It's like, oh, yeah, have a seat.
You nah, know, fuck that. Why are you in here sitting fully fucking dressed in no nightclothes? 2 a.m. The fuck?
Ken, so your son's fiance is trying to have a conversation with you.
Ralph, he's not going to change his mind.
He's not. Like, you're not going to talk.
Yeah.
Just let it go, dog. Just let it go.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Let it go.
It makes it's no sense to me either.
It makes perfectly good sense to me.
To you, I understand. That's why yeah. I said it makes no sense mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah, me neither.
If that was my house and my girl did that, we are, if we're not done, we're having a big motherfucking talk.
Yeah. We can have that conversation.
That's not
you
going
to tell my mom you're not going to speak to her. If my mom is in her house and she offers you some tea and sit down and have a conversation, you said no because it's weird?
No.
Get your motherfucking ass out of my car.
My thing is, no, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I don't want to talk. That's
you,
not saying no.
You
that
ain't
saying
no.
You
seem
weird. I'm being polite about it.
That ain't polite.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed. You better wake your ass
why
up and talk to my mama.
Yo, man, fuck
you better
that.
Wake up and talk to my mama.
She deserves 10 minutes of your time.
Right.
Just because
right.
Just because your ass nigga got right. fucking insomnia. Sit here fucking fully dressed. You're right. She was mother. What the fuck
she
you fully dressed at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning?
What should she be wearing? A fucking nightie?
That shit would be fucking weird too.
It would be more weird if she was, what the fuck? What is going on here?
Moving on to another part
yeah,
of the movie.
Right. Good luck editing this bullshit,
right.
Jay.
Right. Yeah, the rest of the movie. So I just want to go back to like, yeah, man, I have a hard time. Like, a lot of times I don't. I don't even like watching trailers because it's not just this movie. I'm like
right,
that. Period.
Yeah, right. I'm like,
and like
yeah,
same
like
thing
trailers.
With like show titles and show descriptions. Mm-hmm. I don't read those either because I can normally
sometimes,
get what's
yeah.
coming. Like Game of Thrones, I just finished. Like I hate looking at the clips of it, and I hate and I don't read it because I can kind of figure out what's gonna happen in the episode.
Damn.
That's how I am about things. That's why I like House of Cards because it just said. Chapter something. I'm like, okay, cool. That's cool.
Yep.
But yeah, man, it ruined it for me every time because I don't know if it's I'm a filmmaker and I have these ideas that start going in my head, like these that, all right, this is probably going to happen. Then my mind just started going crazy.
Do you feel like trailers sometimes they give too much?
Yes.
They do all the time. But I don't think this one did.
I did.
I thought the trailer for this was good. I don't think it gave the whole story away. You definitely knew something was going on. How did you figure it out then?
Like I said, I was thinking about it.
You just got that kind of mind.
I know.
He's like that new meme of that guy that's like this. Right. That's
him. Because here's the thing. I know it couldn't be that surface level. Like, it wouldn't have made it to the movies if it was that surface
it's a
level.
Horror movie. It would have made it to the movies that surface level.
But see, I didn't think it was a horror movie. It didn't come off.
What
as
you think was
movie.
Happening when he was tied up and crying and popping somebody in the head?
It was like a psychological thriller.
Same thing.
But like thrillers are a little different from horror.
But they're all put in the same category. So it's a thriller. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know, man. I'm with him. I feel like I got the majority of the movie, so it wasn't that surprising.
Well, I'm glad I'm not that smart then.
It's not even about being smart.
I'm glad I'm stupid, because I was hyped the whole thing. The whole time I was like, oh shit. The whole fucking time. I wish you were Rod, like.
Just for what it's fun.
This shit right here about to happen.
Like, yeah, watch this part. I bet you the aunt got a big scar on the front of her head. I told you that was her grandmama. he about to sit granddaddy on. Watch.
There you go.
Get him, granddad.
That
shit was hilarious.
Or did you kind of like, or was it until the end for you?
That wasn't to the end, like the whole grandma. That was a little surprising. Like, oh man, that's crazy. Like the grandpa.
Because when you saw the video, like it made sense.
Yeah, because that never was established because they already were there.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, oh, the chick was surprising too, that she had lured a chick in.
Oh yeah, that's
so that was surprising.
Right. Right. That was like, dope, was she dating?
Yeah, that was dope.
That was dope.
So I was like, okay, all right, okay, that's cool.
Like, she's really with it. Like,
and the other part I didn't like was, I felt like he killed everybody off too fast. Like the horror flicks I've seen in the past. I don't watch them anymore, but I watched a lot when I was coming up, huh?
What you mean he killed everybody?
Like, it's just like happened. Everything happened so fast. Like he killed the.
But like you said, it's like real life. Like,
no, he killed the brother, right? And then like, it wasn't no type of fight until the brother came back, right?
Right.
I feel like it just should have been a more of an obstacle for him. Like, I feel like he just was
what
just
you
going.
Mean? The brother had him in a headlock. He was going to sleep.
And I said that was the only part, but then he went to he killed the brother. Boom. Then like immediately he went in and killed the father. And then he knocked the brother out. He assumed that he killed
him. Okay, right. Hit him with
and the
ball.
Then he got. Miraculously, there go the mama too. Now he go and kill the mama. So then he come. Then the brother comes back. So that was the only like struggle. It just happened way too fast.
It was a
for
mama.
Me.
How she not gonna fight? That made it more realistic.
It's just
the mama was fighting. It was a struggle.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it just happened all so fast.
I agree. It was. Quick.
You know, it was quick. It was like, but, he was trying to get the fuck out of
here. Yeah, when I think right, about it, like I'm like, yeah, more I don't know. I think a nigga would. He ain't going to play around.
Right.
Like,
right.
You walk in the door and say she there, she's not there. And then
surprised.
You go in this door, she's not. I feel like it should have been more.
No, because that was unrealistic. This, right? I'm not looking for the mama. I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
How you know where the mama was, though?
He didn't look for her. He was trying to leave.
He was trying to leave.
He walked by the room, and then he walked over, and she was in the room.
That's what I'm saying. It was so convenient.
But he didn't even go look for the girl. Like, he literally got the... No.
I'm going to call her baby.
I just killed all your folks.
And he just left.
Your mama did.
But you know how in fucking horror movies, they go look for everybody and try to kill everybody?
Yeah. Right, that's unrealistic.
He didn't do that. Right, that's unrealistic. He was like, dad dead, you in my way, you dead.
Right.
Mama, you in my way, you dead. Oh shit, the brother came back. Yeah, you dead too. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Think about this,
Rod.
You was just fucking tired.
Who trying to kill more people on top of the people
they already
killed?
I'm trying to get the fuck out.
He wanted to kill these people.
No, he didn't.
No, he
didn't.
He was trying to leave, dog.
He was trying to leave.
No, why would he go and pull a fucking deer off of the fucking
to
cage?
To kill the guy.
He was trying to leave.
That's the only weapon he
had.
All he had was that ball.
That's why everything happened so fast, dude. After you just getting tied up.
You just trying to leave.
You, right. you keep going into the sucking place.
No, I would. Oh, but I was just saying, no. Like. No, man, he was looking for.
Did you want to edit the shit, Rod? You wanted to edit
Listen,
the movie, didn't you?
Nah, man.
I watched all I ever watched a horror movie.
He looked mad.
He was mad.
Why was he walking slow?
Because he was scared. scared.
Right.
No, he was looking mad as fuck.
No.
He was looking scared.
Anybody was scared turning the corners of the house, of right. the basement that didn't exist until right. 2 seconds ago.
Wait a
ago.
Minute. This right. dude was looking
what
mad.
What the fuck?
He was mad.
He was mad. Right. And scared.
Like,
but not out for revenge.
He wasn't looking for nothing.
He was looking for some trouble.
No,
he was looking for some trouble.
See, you're racist.
I'm a black man. He was trying to get in trouble. He was trying to get in trouble. He was like, y'all motherfuckers to tie me up. I'm pissed off.
He was trying to get out.
You know, good and damn well, a black man ain't trying to hang around.
But why he didn't run out the fucking house? He was moving way too slow.
Right. You got to.
Now you're in movie mode.
Yeah, you got to.
Now you're in movie mode. When you're in a foreign situation.
Right. But you know the house, though, right?
You know barely, but you're not going to run. You're going to be like,
that's a nice size house.
What's around the corner?
But he didn't look. He wasn't doing that. He looked mad.
It was the black man. The angry black man version was...
Right.
He was still,
you have to understand. This nigga is waking up in a basement that he didn't even know how he got down there.
Right.
He was fucking out before he even knew where the fuck he was. So he's waking up like, goddamn, am I even in the fucking house?
Goddamn is all I'm saying. He looked mad.
Well, then talk to him about that. At him on Twitter.
I don't think
say he
mad.
Ain't acting good.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, he is.
If y'all ever watch Black Mirror, watch him in Black. That was my favorite Black Mirror episode was with him. He's an amazing actor.
The other guy too, who got kidnapped in the first scene is amazing.
From Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. He's from Atlanta?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's the guy from Atlanta. And he was
That's homeboy's friend.
Yeah. Hello.
I didn't even place that.
Yes.
Because he was dressed all slave-like.
He's in everything.
Yeah. I think I was so...
He's an amazing actor.
You didn't know the movie. Yeah.
I know, but you know what it was, I think?
I love the way they set the movie up, by the way.
I think I was just so entranced in the movie that I wasn't even thinking about, that's this actor, that's that actor. I was just like, it was almost like this was a real story to me. So I was just like,
I mean, a lot of them weren't recognizable except for that guy.
Why you like the setup so much?
No, it was real throwback. Like just the whole, from the music and everything. It was just, I don't know, it's just the way they framed it and everything. Yeah.
So Donald Glover must have had something more to do, because like, you know, Stay Woke was at the beginning.
Yeah,
Red Bull
was playing.
Oh, and then they had the guy from Atlanta in the movie. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way.
Did he look mad?
He's a good actor.
No, he didn't look mad. He looked scared.
He looked like he's trying to see what the fuck is around these
corners. Thank you, Jay.
He doesn't know how many other people are down there.
I didn't get the whole, like, I'm cautious look. He might have been cautious, but he was mad.
He looked deadpan.
Like, I wish a motherfucker would run up on me right now.
That was you putting yourself in his character. I wish a motherfucker would run up on me.
That's why everything happened so fast, man, because he was trying to get the fuck.
Listen, the worst horror movie trope that there is when people do that. Whenever I watch a horror movie and something is happening and these dumbass people, they're like, oh, well, I want to go save so-and-so or I'm going to go get revenge. I'm always like, that's fucking stupid. Why don't you just get the fuck out the house? That's what made this movie so perfect. Everything was as realistic as it could possibly be. The dude was not going around the house trying to find.
I'm not saying he was just going around. It just didn't look like he was trying to hurry up and get out the house. It looked like he had an intention on killing these people.
Then why didn't he get a weapon when he was looking for the mom then? Like, he walked by the room and all he saw was her over there, and he saw the teacup.
And he wanted to kick
right,
that teacup.
Right, it's not like he was walking around with, bro. Look, if he was trying to go kill somebody, he'd have went to the kitchen, grabbed the knife, and then walked around with the knife.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, the reason why I said he was mad, he was angry, because, she stabbed him in the hand. And he had, like, he didn't even feel that shit because he was mad.
It was adrenaline.
He couldn't.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't adrenaline, like, I'm scared.
It was
adrenaline,
like,
I want to kill her now.
It was
fight or flight at
what
that point.
What are you talking about? After this nigga is hypnotized and thrown in a basement for fucking hours, think that is going to be the thing to take him out? What
you
a shitty ending.
That.
But my point is that that's anger. That's adrenaline, right? The whole anger.
Well, at that point, he's angry because the mom is attacking him.
And it's life or death at that point.
Right.
He's got to fight back.
He couldn't crumble at that fucking point and be like, damn, this fucking
okay, all right, So, y'all said that she wasn't in his way of the door, right? He could have easily went out the door, right?
No, he walked by the thing, by the room, he looked over.
To kick the cup.
And at first he was going to bounce, and then he saw the cup.
Because all she had to do,
but if he goes out the door and run out of there like
hell. She could have dinged the cup like she did before.
Like from outside after you ran out?
Maybe. I don't know how loud that ding is.
Rob, hold on, Rob. How much ground are you going to cover?
I'm not taking no
chances. The cup is right here, and say he's right at that light. If he try to run out, ding, 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 ding.
Right, he's like, gonna hear it.
He's gonna hear it, dude.
I'm not taking any chances.
He's gonna hear that.
I'm fucking mama up.
He's gonna hear that. He's gonna hear that, right? He's not gonna cover that much ground. And the damn teacup is too.
He really only went over there to knock the shit over, and then she attacked him.
And then
him.
She attacked him, right?
So what are you talking about?
All right.
Did we watch the same movie?
Yeah, we watched the same movie.
All right.
Oh, I'm not gonna be like Ken.
Disrespectful. Right? So
you guys pick up the. Well, actually, kind of were a little bit, but
the ball.
Cotton.
I caught the cotton part. I didn't catch the ball part. Cotton part I caught.
Yeah, picking cotton.
I got that
picking
the second
cotton,
time
put
around.
In his ear.
Using shackles.
What I'm like, how?
Yeah. Did you catch the ball part though?
That shit seemed hard to me.
Man, ball fuck you. I don't even like talking to Rod.
I didn't catch. No.
Rod's a movie ruiner.
I didn't catch it either.
But Casey, told me.
That was Lacey. Yeah, I didn't. What I'm saying is I didn't catch it. I heard about the ball.
Oh, okay. You didn't catch it during the movie.
No.
I didn't at all. That the only way we can get out is through ball.
Ball, yeah.
I don't know if that's really what he was going for, but when she said that shit, I was like,
damn. Use that meme again. You were like.
No, I was that Elmo meme with everything blowing up with the fire. I was like that. I was like, damn, that's crazy. I never thought about that. But I did think, why the fuck was there a ball down, like a hard ball down there?
They were talking about bocce ball earlier. It was a bocce ball.
Oh, I missed that part then. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
What about the sunken place? You guys think about the sunken place? Like, you're, how was she describing it? Like, you're in this place. This dark place, and you're kind of aware of the situation that's going around, but you can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how, you know, that could be applied to
and I wonder why
African Americans. Like, we're aware of all the fucked up shit, but there's only so much shit we can do about it. And sometimes all you can fucking do is sit there and fucking cry.
Yeah. And I wonder why the Flash. What is it about the Flash that made them?
It just breaks the hypnosis.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was that deep, but like, you know, they could try to make it deep, like some hoteps could be like, oh, you know, every once in a while we try to give you niggas flashes, trying to make your niggas wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know, it's like when he got the flash, he was telling him to get out. It's like he kind of snapped back, and she took him back in and hypnotized him back in. He came out. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I might have to. My intelligence went and leave and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so
he
it
got
like,
the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the you're looking at him. This is boxing this white.
And then I would have never known that they had the scar, because that's why when the maid was fixing her head, she was like, "Make sure these motherfuckers don't see my scar." Like,
oh my fucking. I did not in a million years think that was grandma. Until she said, grandma's in the car. Oh. And I was like, grandma?
Yeah.
And in the theater, I was like, oh shit.
Because then I thought about when he was in that room looking at the TV, and it was like, okay, the whole family. I'm like, oh, shit.
I think they were the brother was the actually one that killed, not killed him, but drugged the dude in there in the beginning, because he had that night outfit on. I was like, all right. I see how they tying it all together.
That movie was so goddamn good, man.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, he is the grandfather. Because then when I was thinking about the fucking run,
he said, get him, granddad.
Yep, he couldn't get
him. And then, man, I'll tell you, when Rod got out the car, I don't usually do this, but I was like, yes!
Everybody was. I was like, it's a fucking cop.
Yep. I figured the cop was going to come out, see that he had, and that was,
that's
I read this
I
morning.
Was, I thought
that
it was the original cop, right?
I read this morning that was the actual original plot. That was the original ending, was that the cop was going to be a real cop. That they were gonna come out, see that he had killed everybody, and then arrest him.
Yeah.
That was the original ending. But then he was like, well, I want people to walk away with a positive ending.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a good job with that.
Did.
Because
that
I was waiting for him to be like, I told you so.
Motherfucking ain't.
Like, I told you to do it. I told you don't go.
Yep.
Yeah, which is kind of cool, because, you know, I actually saw this meme, like, we all need a friend like this. So, mm-hmm. And here's this guy, right, that's like, yo, something's up with my boy. Like, he went over the weekend to visit the parents.
To detectives.
He's a white woman. He's talking to the detectives, but they don't take him serious. They don't take him seriously, and they're laughing at him, and you know he's doing his detective work and how she tried to set him up, but
that was crazy.
It was really dope how he went to go save his boy, and also just thinking about the fact that you can kidnap and take black people, and nobody even care to look for them,
That part I wasn't really super hyped on. Because, I mean, they did have the thing where they were like, oh, this guy's been missing for 5 months. Jazz musician, they're looking for him. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really buy that part. I mean, I get the point he was trying to make.
Is that
black people are easier to disappear than white people. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, it wasn't that deep of a point. I think it was just a point.
Of
it. But, yeah, but that damn sunken place was, I thought, was really, really interesting to me, just thinking about that and how that, you
that
know,
shit was
applies.
Scary.
Yeah.
That
Like, I can't even imagine, like, being in that fucking situation.
Because we experienced her talking to him the whole time, and we knew that he was getting hypnotized, but once she got real close to him and was like, now sink. And the whole thing, like, the way that they edited it, like, changed her voice and shit, and I was like, fuck. God,
she was like, you were one of my favorites.
Right. I was like, fuck that bitch, bro.
Damn, man. That's cold-blooded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he saw that whole
and
shit.
And she blew a kiss.
Yeah, yep. Man. Mm. God damn
it. It was entertaining, man. It definitely was entertaining.
Old fucking gray cloud ass Rod.
Gray cloud. I knew I was gonna come in here and be that cloud. Man. I knew.
Damn. Like, this is the first time I've seen a movie that was super hyped and actually lived up to the hype.
Yeah.
Like everyone was saying this movie's amazing. I'm like, and I started thinking. I was telling my girl. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hate this movie.
I thought you was gonna hate it because of the hype. I thought I was gonna ruin it for you.
But if it wasn't this good, I would have.
Slandered it.
Been like, I wouldn't have slammed it, but I was like, I think if I hadn't, you know what? I think if I hadn't have gone through something similar than this, I don't think I would have liked it as much. Mm. But I think the fact that it was so fucking authentic, I know for a fact that Jordan Peele done had him. He had an interracial relationship.
He's married to a white woman.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Okay. Biracial. And
Well, I knew he was biracial, but I was saying it, that doesn't matter when it comes to races. You're still
black. Right. You can be as light as Jay.
You're black.
You're black. Yeah.
So I was thinking he must. I didn't know. I don't know anything about the guy. I've never seen his show. All I've ever seen is Keanu and this movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything about him, but I figured at some point he must have gone through this because, like I said, everything was so amazingly authentic.
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Daddy and Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On? Starring FIFO 24/7, BZ430, KB Inge, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.